Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. I hope that you can hear me clearly tonight because I'm not on my landline, I'm on my cell phone, and I'm not sure how well it's being received, but I hope that you can hear me okay. My phone on my landline battery is a little bit low. I didn't want to take a chance on it. But thank you so much, and Happy New Year's to you. Well, it's been 2 weeks since you heard my voice and see your numbers on the switchboard. So, but I needed that time off, really during Christmas Day, I began to have laryngitis. I started off with a scratchy throat. And then as I continue the next day, I could barely talk for days. I think it went on for about 5 days. I had a sinus infection, which caused the laryngitis. So it was a good thing that I did have this time for myself. Didn't want to be sick, but other than that, I still had a great holiday. And I hope that you did as well. And thank you so much for tuning into the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and also others who have lost a loved one, special loved one. And tonight we are going to talk about affirmations and scriptures for 2020. Affirmations and scriptures for 2020. But I also wanted to start off by, like I said, I hope that you all had a wonderful holiday. I hope that the grief session, the 7-week grief session, did help you through Christmas as well as New Year's. I know that God was there with you. So Happy New Year's, and because you've gotten through the holiday in 2019, God will definitely get you through 2020. God is an awesome God we serve. He loves us, He protects us, He provides for us, and He gives us resources to help us through the trials and tribulation that we may go through. He said He will never leave us nor forsake us. And when he says that, I am a witness that he will never leave us or forsake us. But first, I want to read some things that I got from my Sunday school lesson before we go into affirmations and scripture. These were things that I love my Sunday school book that we use now because it gives a lot of, it's amazing how God, equip people to do his will and the way that he does it. And it's amazing how he puts these group of people to write the Sunday school book that we use. Let me see the name of it. it doesn't really have a name, but it had different topics. But some of the things that I did read in the last two lessons is just I wanted to share it with you as well. And it talks about never alone. It says, throughout life, God will lead us towards people we can trust to guide us and support us. But as great as these people may be, they only one who knew us before we became in existence. God is the only one who guides us, walks with us, and carries us throughout the year. Yes, we have friends, we have neighbors, church people, and all of these, and family members who are there for us when we are going through whatever we are going through, which is great. And because it's good to have someone, that safe person, that prayer partner to be there for you. But just knowing that the one person that will definitely carry you through these time in your life is our Heavenly Father. Regardless of our imperfection, health, or state of mind or soul, we must rest assured that God sustains us and remains with us, so we never really alone. Even sometimes we feel alone, we feel lost, God is still there, has his angels dispatched, just waiting to help us in the way that we need to be helped. So we are never alone. And also I wanted to also read something else too, and it says, Goodness Navigator. Question, have you ever taken a road trip with someone who refused to use a GPS to guide the journey? I'm sure we have experienced that. Or sometimes male, they don't like to get directions from a woman. They want to try to find their way themselves. And sometimes they get turned around, but you know how that is. If so, it probably didn't end well. After all, people who won't ask for or follow direction often end up lost or confused, and that is very true. It is the same for us. If we choose to go through life without God's instruction, we will be in a mess. His desire is to lead us on a path that promises goodness and well-being. But if we have to follow him, we have to follow him to make it happen. So if you want to go on the right path, we need to make sure that we follow God's instruction. The scripture says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plan. So just knowing that, this year, 2020, there are several things that we're going to need to do. Pray, and ask God for guidance, directions, and in order to be able to be successful in anything that we do. Some things might still not be exactly the way that you wanted, but sometimes that's the way God wanted to be. So start beginning to follow his direction and also reading his word to see what he says to do. Spiritually, God lays a road before us, and it paves with golden bricks of wisdom. Our pastor preached on Watch Night about wisdom. And also, as you pray each day, ask God for understanding and wisdom so you will be able to know when he gives you that direction, you will know that it's him and it's not someone else or Satan. And he reveals himself on that road, guiding us and teaching us how to stay in his will. So ask for this year beginning to get that wisdom that we need in order to make good decisions and being able to follow instructions, asking him for understanding and wisdom, because it is so important of the things that are happening now. When we don't stay on his path, the detours becomes our trials and tribulations, because we are going on a different path instead of the path that God has given us. We sometimes experience confusion, trials, and tribulation. And then we start pretty much complaining or crying and asking God for help. So 2020, refocus your mind to follow direction and doing God's will and asking him for understanding and wisdom. Some of the affirmation that I am going to go over, you might, if you have a pen, a paper handy, I should have said it at the very beginning, paper handy, you might want to write some of this down. And some of these are scriptures and all mixed in with the affirmation that I have put together. God never loses sight of us. He stays with us even when we have lost our way. Just like I said at the very beginning, he will never leave you nor forsake you. So even when we have lost our way, he's still there walking with us and hoping that we will call on him for directions in our way. God loves is working through me now and always. Always say, yes, God loves you. So his love is working through you, not tomorrow, not next year, but now and always. God's love is working through me now and always. With God, all things are possible. This is a scripture, Matthew 19:26. With God, all things are possible. We must believe that all things are possible through God. We just have to believe and receive. Everything that we pray for now is not God's will. So don't think that everything that you pray for you're going to get, because sometimes God don't think that we need that in that particular way. He has his own way. Our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. So just know that. But we can still ask. And our awesome God makes pretty much when you're an affirmation is more or less also being saying something positive. Our God makes me wise and show me the ways to good life. He makes me wise and show me the ways to good life. So you want that good life. I am confident in my ability to overcome my challenges. We must become positive. If we are negative about things, always doubting ourselves or doubting things that's not going to happen to me, that won't happen or whatever, then you're putting negative thoughts out there. We must have confidence. When we speak, we must speak in confidence that God is able. Just like I said in before, with God, all things are possible. I am confident in my ability to overcome my challenges. And yes, we will have challenges. My path ahead is clear and straight. So even as you're going down the expressway, Just claim that my path is clear and straight because God is protecting me. He's there. He has his angel dispatched making sure that I can go to and from back safely. Don't try to force things that don't fit. Many of us do that. Try to make things happen that doesn't fit. If it doesn't fit, don't try to make it fit. It's not God's will. In gratitude, I see abundant blessing possible. Yes, I see abundant blessing possible. Because I'm a child of God, I'm deserving of abundant blessing. So I am going to claim that. When God sends us on a mission, He joins us on the journey. He does not just put us out there and leave us alone. He gives us people and resources to help us through this journey and this path that He's sending us on. So just knowing that you are never alone, God just doesn't put you out there and say, go and leave you alone. Many stories in the Bible where we read that He never left the different people of, in the Bible alone. He always gave them resources and people to get them through, and protection, and His angels, and dispatching His angels. And this is the last one. God gives me strength, good health, wisdom, and a humble spirit. That's very positive. He gives us strength, good health, wisdom, and a humble spirit. Yes, He wants you to have that strength to get through the different things that we'll be going through, our trials and tribulation. Also, we have to claim good health. Even despite that we have different things going on, we must claim that we're going to get better. We're going to have good health. Wisdom, understanding and wisdom. The difference in deciding and making a difference of trying to determine what to do and what not to do. And a humble spirit. Many of us need to pray for a humble spirit. Because God doesn't want us with attitudes. God doesn't want us to tell off people all the time. God wants us to have a humble heart, humble spirit, so we can let His light so shine and let others see the Christ in us. So God can give you that strength, good health, wisdom, and that humble spirit. So claim those things. Claim prosperity, abundant blessing that's possible. And continue to ask Him for to make your path ahead clear and straight as you go out there, because there's so many things that are happening that we need His protection. Also want to talk from my book. Jesus says, sometime my servant, sovereign hand, this is Jesus speaking, my control over your life, place you in a humbling situation. You feel held down, held back, powerless to change things. You long to break free and to free in control of your own once again. Although this is an uncomfortable position, it is actually a good place to be. Your discomfort awakens you from the slumber of routine and remind you that I am in charge of your life. 2020, let Jesus be in charge of your life. It's always present. It's also present, presents you in an important choice. You can slash out at your circumstances, rescinding my ways with you, or you can draw closer to me. God wants us to draw closer to Him. He wants us to be dependent on Him. I don't have it before me, but I know the pastor, Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., talked about three different things that we needed to know. The first one was depending on God. I think it was depending on God, having a better relation on God. And what's the other one? I'm not going to try to remember right now, but getting back to the reading from this book. When you are suffering, you need to, your needs for me is greater than ever. The more you choose to come near me, affirming your trust in me, the more you can find hope in my unwavering love. You can learn to be joyful in hope while waiting in my presence, where joy abounds. Persevere in trusting me, and I will eventually lift you up. Sometimes he doesn't lift you up right away. Yes, sometimes we get down and we say, where is God? I don't see him. I don't feel him. He's not answering my prayers. It says, I will eventually lift you up. Meanwhile, cast all your anxiety on me, knowing that I care for you. Yes, he cares for you. Even sometimes we don't think that he does. He does. He's right there. Affectionately, and I am watching over you continuously. So he's there. I have some scripture to go with this as well. In Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. We must do more praying than we have been doing. Pray without ceasing, because there are things coming our way we're going to need to pray. So get yourself a praying partner. If you want to pray alone, just pray more often, because you're going to need to this year because of the things that are happening. To help us to keep faith to move on and knowing that God is there. The next scripture is 1 Peter 5, 6 through 7. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Remember I talked about that before? In due time. He doesn't always do it in your time. He will do it in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Yes, he cares for you. Some of us are feeling a lot of pain, still dealing with the loss of our loved one. And I know it's hard because, like I said, I've been there, done that. But I've gotten through, and he's shown me. He will, if you pray and ask him for answers and to help you to understand, he will present himself to you. He will have someone to call you and say something. You will see something on the TV, or you will hear something from a minister. He will find a way, even in spiritual song, because he does that many times in a spiritual song, because I don't have my alarm clock is now my cell phone. I have still alarm clock that comes on, and I used to let it play music. You know, I normally just let the beep now instead of, because normally when I wake up, I normally go to the prayer line for our church. But God used to wake, and there would be a song on that radio, and it would be exactly what I've been praying for, or asking him for, the perfect song. And that's the way he talks to you. He will talk to you in so many different ways, any ways that he can get that message to you. But you got to listen. You got to pray and listen. So cast all your anxiety on him because he cares. He cares for you. So don't go into 2020 thinking that God is not there. I know things are happening out there, but don't be discouraged about those things. because God is, he is here, and he will be there for you. He will encourage you in this new year. So don't give up on hope just because right now you can't feel and see him. Just knowing that he's there, keep on praying. Pray without ceasing. So just knowing that God loves you and he will never leave you nor forsake you. And I have 5 minutes, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we go into 2020, we are already in it, we're walking in it, but we ask you tonight to walk with us in each day, not someday, but each day of 2020, help us to refocus on you and remember the awful, awesome, awesome things that you have done before in our lives. You have done it in 2000. You've done it in 2001. You've done it in 2002 and other years too. And we know you haven't forgotten us. You'll do it again in 2020. Some of us are still experiencing the emotions of our loss of a loved one. Even though you say that you are there, we sometimes don't hear you or feel your presence. We ask you to send your comforter, the comfort that you promised the disciples that you would send, your Holy Spirit. Help us to know you better. Help us to read your word better. And help us to walk in your will better. We can't do this without you. So we're asking you to dispatch your angels around us and help us to understand the things that will be happening and the strength to know that we can get through this. We can get through this because we believe in you, because you're an awesome God. You will never leave us or not forsake us. So, Heavenly Father, help us to become a better Christian, a better servant, a better listener, and become a better person in spreading your word, just not keeping everything to ourselves, sharing your goodwill, give testimonies of things that you have done for us. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to be with us each and every day in 2020. And we love you, we adore you, and we magnify your holy name because we know that you are a mighty God, and we must walk in 2020 believing that you will never leave us nor forsake us, even through these dark and lonely times that we might experience this year, that you will send us light again and get us through this storm. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. May God bless you, and tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed, and talk to you soon, and good night. I'm done.
Turn out.